It is really a sad day for Zimbabwe because Mundenge belonged to a rare breed of leaders. He was both a distinguished academic scholar and also an outstanding political leader. You know, he was coming from two worlds, and consequently his contribution to the country were quite immense. So the academic community in Zimbabwe has lost a major player. In government, in the politics of Zimbabwe, we've lost a great leader. You know, he has been involved with government for the past 32 years, 10 years as foreign minister, and also driving higher education and tertiary education. He had lots of institutional memory, lots of experience. He was very well respected in cabinet, and every time he spoke, people listened. So the key issue now is to pick up some lessons and say, what is it that we can learn from the life of Dr. Mundenge? Number one, education is important. We must pursue academic excellence. But more importantly, we must make sure that higher education is affordable and accessible to the majority. Second, it is important that people serve society, they improve their communities, and leave a legacy within their communities. This is now Mundenge, the political leader, the community leader. But more importantly, the lesson from Mundenge is about history. He was a major, outstanding historian who specialized on the history of the Zimbabwean people. We learned that a page of history is worth 10 volumes of logic from Mundenge. We must know our history because in our history lies the source of inspiration and motivation for us to become a globally competitive economy. Those are some of the lessons we pick up from Mundenge. It's a sad day for Zimbabwe, but we must learn from him.